Então. I'm talking to your wife.
What are you saying to her?
Actually, I'm going to send her
What?
my pictures.
So I need, what was my goal for the year?
I think it was you're getting rid of your judge, and
Yeah.
he's gone. He's out of here, motherfucker. I wasn't it?
Yeah.
I tried to look them up. I don't know.
Yeah. I just been so long, I don't remember.
Almost. Like I said, I tried to look them up. I just can't seem to find what I need. But I'm pretty sure. Oh, wait a minute. I'm on like three different computers today. Let me double check. I know it was your judge, and then you Reese talked to you guys. So just let me see if it changed. Okay, Mr. Terrell. Okay, so Bill. Yeah. Develop a working relationship with your judge. He can be around, but you need more control, self-critic. And then the goal, establish the observer in the ego. I do remember that your conversation on the first weekend with Reese, remember it was about the ego and the what was the other thing?
The eagle can fly backwards. What?
No, it was yeah, maybe, but it was the eagle and the phoenix?
The dragon?
Dragon.
The
Yes.
dragon. He's right here.
Bam. But yeah, it was all about your inner critic, self-critic. So we come back around. But
Yeah.
did you notice though, when we talked about it this time, that it felt different than when you talked about it at the beginning of the
Yeah.
year?
Yeah. It definitely has, it doesn't have near the power over me that it used to. And I'm at least able to recognize when it's happening. So.
I remember I can picture you sitting there and the words were hard for you to say, like, because it was still so painful. Like, I remember it being that energy of, your fifth chakra almost being blocked as far as that was concerned.
Yeah.
Whereas today, yeah,
Yeah.
it's just a very different, I don't know, I can feel the progress.
Thank you.
I can feel the difference between it's the same topic, but it's very different. And you were ready to get rid of that judge today. Bam, gone.
Yeah.
So that was something else, huh?
Yep. Great.
That's good.
So I can graduate. Looks like,
Shit,
doesn't
good.
it look like Bill smoking one of those tiny cigars?
Doesn't it? Hey, the cops are going to come to your room.
I'm safe now. They left.
Okay. But if you start smoking, I'm calling you in. I'm
Now I'll
telling.
break another door.
Isn't they a victim?
I don't know. I couldn't tell. I was trying to stay focused on your time, Bill, but there was like chaos going around. I looked out the peephole every once in a while just to make sure. I don't know why, but there didn't seem to be any tear gas deployed or anything like that. So,
hey, did we have an earthquake a couple days ago?
Not that I heard of. I haven't been watching the news much, though.
So. Yeah, me either. I thought I felt something.
I used to have the app on my phone, but
they said there have been, but I couldn't find one around here. What does your shirt say? S. Caton? Or is that backwards? I don't know what it is.
Eschaton. It was just the name of an event I went to about a year and a half ago.
It was what?
The name of an event I went to about a year and a half ago.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So, who's not here? Judy. I'll just pop a text.
So, as I was trying to leave, I got sucked into a breakout room.
Oh, no.
And I think I saw Judy there, but I left really quickly. And then I went back to the main one, and I'm like, Arden, I'm not supposed to be here.
Don't suck me in. Ask them.
So we're going to, you can choose. You can talk about, did anyone in the initial check-in do goals?
No.
Okay. So you can do, pick whatever you want. We'll do like, you know, 5 minutes each. We have till 10 of 5. So we have, 5, 8 minutes each.
We shouldn't do archetypes then. Those take forever.
Huh?
We shouldn't do archetypes then because those will take forever.
Okay. So.
Unless you want to break us into two teams. I don't know. No, we'd like to stay together. Never mind.
You guys like to stay together. Jonathan, did you see that I got you an hour and a half?
I did. I saw. Mm-hmm.
That's for the shaman stuff?
Yeah. So I was wondering, should I stick with the plan of doing the diva cards and then the diva journey, or should I do the whole intro and everything?
Well, this is really a question for you guys. That's actually the slot we give you to celebrate your graduation from grad school. So it's whatever the group wants, mm-hmm. whatever serves the group. So maybe... why don't you just give like a 2 or 3 minute description of each one and then you guys vote which one you want. Okay. Are you familiar with how to use the music, audio, like you go into share screen and then, is it advanced sharing?
You've shared sound before, right?
I shared sound by just sharing the iTunes player on the screen. So I didn't know I could just share the audio without the visual.
Okay. If you hit share screen.
It won't do anything because I'm not the host.
Oh.
So, you can enable, you as the host can enable participant screen sharing.
Right. Can you see my, okay. So I'm sharing my screen. Okay. You know, it's not going to let me do it now. Okay, can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So pretend you just hit share screen and see these two down here, share computer sound and optimize screen sharing.
No, I don't see that.
I don't think it shows the controls choice.
Yeah. Way down here.
It's invisible.
Can you see this? No. Okay. When you hit share screen, this screen comes up, and at the bottom there's two things you can pick. Share computer sound and optimize screen sharing for video clip.
Yep.
You check both.
Yep.
All right. And then you start your sound.
Yep.
Pretty sure. Because that's what, when Reese has been kind of fiddling with sound, that's what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you're going to have sound to go with it, then mm-hmm. you should help it. So did we get Judy back?
Judy Sue.
Judy and Allison May have been sucked into the vortex of the other group. I don't see them.
I had trouble getting out of that other stuff too.
Yeah.
I had to turn the computer off and start over.
Yeah, they got kicked off. They're coming back.
They're coming? Okay, good.
Yeah.
I should have said that at the beginning. When we were doing all the testing with the teachers, when you really get all jammed up, close everything down and go back in again. Like close back down any of the other Zoom rooms or whatever, and then just re-click in again. That's the safest workaround. I meant to share that with you. So right now, like 5 minutes each, and you can talk about your goal, and I have them here if anyone wants to, if you need a reminder what your goal was. The goal for the year, you can talk about what's next for you. You can talk about what you got in the gift box or your inner life point or what you got in this meditation here, the what do you want meditation. Whatever you want to share.
Can you remind me?
Or we could do advanced chart work, but I think advanced chart work is going to be kind of tricky.
Yeah, it takes too long.
Huh?
It takes a long time, that.
Yeah, and we have literally like 45 minutes, so.
Yeah. I'll go.
Go first.
Wendy wants
I'll go
to
go first.
Wendy! Get ready, you got to do this.
Wendy Lou.
Wendy!
Frank.
What's my what was my goal for the year? Because actually I tried listening to one of the recordings last night from, you know, the beginning of the year to figure out what it was, and I couldn't find it.
All right, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
Brace yourself.
Okay. Hang on. Double check.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Embrace my boisterous, joyful self. Hi, you made it! Judy, we heard you got stuck in the vortex of year three.
What do you mean?
Judy, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So I should have said this to you before. If you get all jammed up in Zoom, just shut it all down and come back in.
It wasn't Zoom. I was on my phone for the meditation. When I came back to my computer, I'd been booted off the internet.
Oh.
And they had to log back in through all their internet wall and all that.
Oh, okay.
So,
is Allison with you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hi, Allison. Okay, so this, Wendy wants to talk. We're going to do like 5 minutes each. Do you want to do timing, Geraldine?
Yes.
Just to keep us on track.
What do we say? 7 minutes? 8 minutes?
Yeah, maybe 5 or 6. We have till 4:50, whatever that is, divided by 7.
So can I just make one comment that the slide that Sarah gave us, I can't open at all. I tried a whole bunch of different ways to open it and it doesn't open. Did you try, Bill?
Did you save it to your laptop?
Yeah.
Yeah, it opened for me.
It opened for you?
Okay. Yeah. I haven't tried to open it. I saved it, but I didn't try and open it.
So Bill, can you send it to Judy?
Sure.
Thanks. Okay.
Is it in our email or is it somewhere else?
It was in the chat for the last.
In the chat. Sometimes it screws them up, but if she emails it to you, it should be better.
Email it to me, okay, Bill?
Okay.
All right.
And then come to my house.
Embrace my boisterous, joyful self. Yes, carry on, yeah. Joyce.
Yeah, embrace your boisterous, joyful self. Don't reject yourself anymore. In third year, you got a present every time I said something nice to myself. And then something about child Oh, hang on a sec. Chart. Oh, chart. I'd like to get to know you. That was your goal for this year.
Oh, wow.
That's a lot.
I don't remember that at all.
All right, so embracing your boisterous self and not rejecting yourself.
Oh, hold on. I didn't say I wanted to talk about my goal. I just said I wanted to know what my goal was.
All right, so you guys have a choice. What, Judy and...
to clarify. No, I'm not done with my turn yet.
All right, so
I didn't
ahead.
Say I was done talking.
No, it's still your turn. I just was telling, they didn't hear the instruction.
Oh. And you're taking that out of my turn?
No, so. You can start right now, Wendy. We will not take a minute out of your turn.
Oh, look at Allison's got her own picture now. A little owl. Is that alive? Is that an injured owl that you found, Allison?
It's a sacrificial owl.
Oh, my God. So I never heard that what do you want meditation. It freaked me out. Like, it's not at all like Reese's what do you want meditation, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I thought that it was much more mature. You know, what message do you have for your parent? What does your parent have for you? Like, I thought it was a different kind of energy.
I got a little confused at that point, so I just did my own thing. But I liked it. I mean, because it was definitely different than the same old one.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was like ready for the same old one. And then it's like, oh, and then your parent, your mom is going in your secret place. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I always thought it was dad first, much. So my dad was there,
isn't
and then
that
oh, we had to kick
point
him out
of my secret place, for Christ's sake. So, I mean, I mostly liked it, but it wasn't what I was prepared for at all.
Okay, so talk about how you felt.
What? I felt like that. Oh, where's my camera? So that was interesting, that's all. I mean, it's hard enough for me to find my secret place a lot of the time. And the whole idea of inviting my mother into it just was horrifying.
Not secret anymore, Wendy.
Yeah, thanks.
You need to get a new one.
Appreciate that. So anyways.
So you felt
that's
horrified?
What I wanted to say. Yeah, I did. I mean, the whole point of having a secret place was that it was a place that my parents couldn't get to, right?
But this would be the mother. Reason? You're the director now of this play, and you're in your secret place, and you get to create
that,
your mother.
Like I said, I wasn't prepared for yeah. this secret place meditation done this way.
Yeah.
Had I been prepared, I think I might have been less horrified.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I mean, so knowing how powerful the meditation is, I tried to go with it when I did okay. But it just, yeah. I need to, I wouldn't mind listening to it again, that meditation.
Yeah.
So hopefully, said they were clipping it.
Yeah.
And then I got stuck in, when they broke out into rooms, my neighbor had stopped by and I had to go talk to him. And so I missed the getting broken out. And then I ended up with my audio in one room and my video in the other room.
Oh, no.
And which
you
is what astral happened.
Projected.
yeah, no, it keeps happening, even though I keep thinking I have them synced together when we're in the big room. But so I ended up audio with Jody and somebody else. I don't know who. Oh, Jonathan's got a monkey. How cute is that?
Aww.
Aww, Wendy, that makes me so happy.
Wendy, you're so...
And Bill's got his puppy. Are we doing this? And
I don't have one.
And
oh, I gotta get one.
All right. Oh, yay. What do you got, Deb? Geraldine? Geraldine will get a live one.
Oh, no, they're all too far away.
No, no animals.
Jody said that that's the secret place, or the, what do you want meditation they've been doing for years. And I was like, really? It's not an approved version or authorized. What is that? Oh, Joyce.
This was one of my boys, and I used to use it for doing like remote healing.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
My mom made those.
Raggedy my mom did too. I used that one.
Yeah.
So Joyce, that's 7.
Oh, okay. I'm done. Perfect.
Oh, 7 minutes. I thought you talked about my chakras. Okay, I'll put it on 7. Can, wait, just one more minute. Can we support you at all, Wendy?
Not right now. Everybody just supported me. We all got our creatures on our shoulders. So, aww. Yay.
Bill, here's
that
one for
the
you.
Best ever? That's my 7 minutes. Oh, it's an owl. It's not just a, what does it say, Bill?
It's not just a better deal. It's America's best. It's a glasses cleaning cloth.
Oh, right. That's the hotel you're at. No wonder they were breaking down the door.
No, that's
the name
of the...
I stayed at one of those in
That's the name
Utah.
Of the place I got my glasses from. America's best.
Oh,
okay.
Okay, honey. Who wants
Who's
to
next?
Go next, then?
I don't remember what my goal was from the beginning of the year, so I don't know if I want to talk about that.
She's going to make me work.
About it.
All right.
Yeah. She can look it up for you. She'd
You're going to make me do my job, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Whatever, Deb. Whatever.
Oh, and thank you for mine, Joyce.
You're welcome. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Resisting thinker more than rule keeper. The goal is to go deeper. More to learn and see, absorb more, in more core. This is what I remember. Hear my guides more.
Oh.
That's the one
check,
I remember.
Check and check.
Huh?
Check, check, and check.
Right?
Yeah, right?
What's there to talk about? You did it.
I did it. Yay.
What's there to talk about?
All right, so, but the goal, at the end, the goal was to bring my gifts out to the world.
Okay. So I need to work on that a little more.
Well, and you were talking about that you may not want a business, but, you know, to bring, you know, to do healings on friends or whatever the gift is. And aren't you bringing your gift out to the world when you're with people who are freaking out over COVID and you're staying calm?
Yeah, I think I do. I do. I know I keep my husband calmer because he's a crazy CL that kind of goes off the walls a lot. And he's got a couple sisters that are just like him and they're worse. They really
oh God.
How about your son and your grandchildren?
My son's pretty calm. He's pretty good. The grandsons, they don't really go off too much. They're just fun kids. And
how old are they?
Let's see, Joey's will probably be 10 this year and Ben will probably be turning 13.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But you being around your energy, that's you bringing it out to the world. Them being in your energy.
Well, even my friends that in the neighborhood, they always tell me I have a calming effect on them. So.
Nice.
So you're bringing your gift out to the world already?
Yes, I am.
Good job, Deb.
Mission accomplished.
Seriously, I think that we wake up in the morning and we are trained to critically look around our world to find out what's wrong and see if we can solve the problem, and generally work harder because we're always failing.
Yeah.
I think that's actually our society. So what if you wake up in the morning and you say, I'm fucking kicking ass on my goals. I'm awesome, right?
Right. Right.
And there's nothing wrong.
Awesome.
Nothing. Wonderful. Okay, ready? We got to do this though. Awesome.
I'll put my little yellow outfit on every morning. And
yeah. But seriously though, I was in a chorus and they said that and I went, fuck, I do that every day. What else is wrong with me? Where else can I grow? What more spiritual practices can I do? How can I be better all the time? Instead of saying, life's awesome. It is what it is. You know what I mean? Like just be, yeah. Rather than we're always analyzing it, critiquing it, and trying to improve upon it. There's never an acceptance of where we are as perfect.
Right.
So yeah, you're kicking ass on your goals.
Yeah, that makes me feel good.
Yeah, you should feel good. You're a wonderful person. Look at the gift you were to this class.
Absolutely. We were all gifts to each other, weren't we?
We are.
Can you see what your gift was?
Probably I don't see it as maybe as much as other people do, but
right.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
This was a good year too because it was a small group and I do better with small groups because when we had so many people all 3 years, I loved everybody, but I didn't get as close.
Yeah.
I don't think. It was harder for me. I'm better with small groups.
And I think this is also a unique group. Out of all the grads, this is the third grad year. I mean, you guys are the closest. I also think it's because it's the size, but it really is amazing.
It is.
Are we about 7, Geraldine?
Yep. Coming up.
All right, cool. Who wants to go next?
I'll go, but I don't think it's going to be 7 minutes. I mean, we talked about it. The judge was, you know, working through the judge has been my goal. I'd done better with him, and as of an hour ago, I kicked him to the curb. So,
good job.
A+, you graduate.
And I think the next step for me is more spiritual practice. I might try and delve back into shamanism a bit.
Nice.
But I'm doing more meditations. I'm actually, I use Insight Timer. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. There's all kinds of different types of meditation stuff on there. And there's one that I found that the picture was a waterfall. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. That works for me. And it's like the Jayutal thing, but yeah. It's a woman that sings it. Paz is her name. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of it. It really, it's only 7 minutes, but it's really calms me and centers me and stuff. So every morning I listen to that, you know, so that's getting moving more towards more spiritual connection for me.
You have shamanic drumming on there too, Bill.
Yeah.
There's a couple that I listen to.
Cool. I'll look into those. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you wanted to do some of the teeny tiny spiritual practices throughout the day, you know, the ones we were talking about in the last segment. That's a good one. Too.
Absolutely, I will.
So. I love everyone's little little guys.
So Joyce,
you know, Liam from Ireland.
I don't remember my goal either. All I have written down is that I was supposed to get 3 massages.
All right, hang on.
How many did you get?
3. But I know there was some after that.
Yeah, hang on. I got it. Rule keeper theme, talking to his rule keeper video from the spring. Oh, remember you talked about your video from the spring. Yes, I remember this now. It makes you numb, so you don't feel anything, and your goal is to reel in the rule keeper to stop numbing me. We talked about primary EIS ? Secondary CI with a baby KA, rule keeper protector, core wound. Oh, wow, long. Core wound. Wait a minute, I lost it. Sorry. Let me just make this wider. I think it'll be easier. It won't let me. Core wound, don't cause any disruption. It keeps hopping on me. Stop. Here we go. Core wound, don't cause any disruption. Be a good boy, disappear. And I think there was an analogy there with the numbing.
Yeah, so I think I've gotten better with the rule keepery type stuff. I actually, I don't remember who I was talking to. It might have been one of you guys, but I actually, instead of seeing the rule keeper all the time as the bad, you know, whatever, the bad side, I've actually accepted that as long as I'm allowing it to take over, essentially, that it's not a horrible thing. Like, being in rule keeper mode can be the right thing for me anyway, if it's appropriate and if I have control over it. So I've just been recognizing when, there's only been a couple times, I think, since we started that I've actually been in a rule keepery thing, either to myself or someone else, where I didn't know that it was happening until afterwards. So I think I have a better awareness and a different relationship with it now.
I also thought, here we go. In your homework, this is what I remembered. Your biggest issue is overwork and stress, impacting the quality of your life and health. Your wife had lost her job that week, so it got even worse.
And I also, it's about balance. I thought that maybe it was the end of third year, but the relationship thing, I think, was one of my goals as well. And so now that we're actually in counseling, I think that's great.
Yeah.
And it's benefited both of us. It's not, you know, it's not a one side versus the other. He's actually, you know, trying to include me.
So I do feel you had a huge change this year.
Yeah.
You were just so stressed and had no time to even get yourself up from under. So to work on your relationship was really challenging because you didn't even have time to breathe.
Right.
So how does everyone else feel? I feel Bill is just
complete. Oh, yeah.
The job has been
Don't you? I think that saved you. That released you back to yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Really made a big, big difference.
Does everyone else feel the same, see the same?
Yes, I agree. Yeah, I see such a difference.
Well, thank you, guys. Beautiful.
Love you, man.
Thanks.
I do that. All these hugs are going to the stuffed animals. You should channel it in, though.
The joy that we can see in Bill's eyes when he talks about shooting the woodchuck. In the blender. Was it clear, in the blender?
I don't like doing that. I'm just following orders.
Right.
Too funny.
I'm sad I missed it all.
Yeah, I locked out.
I wasn't there for the check either. Well, I heard you talk about
it. No, I mean, I missed Bill's whole share. My neighbor called me. Another horrible thing about being at home.
All right, my time's up.
Is it?
We're running out of time.
Yeah, 4:31.
We have till 4:50.
All right, who's next?
Judy.
So what was my goal?
Oh, okay. You can talk about anything. You can talk about anything, but
we've been sitting here with Allison over there now in the hotel room instead of behind me.
You're in the same room?
I can come be with you, Judy.
Can you hear the echo?
Yeah, you're getting some feedback between the two of you.
Sorry, I can come sit with you, Judy.
That's all right.
All right, so your goal had to do with to use the profiles better in your day-to-day work life and get rid of a few more masks in your day-to-day. Is that you? I thought that was supposed to be.
That could be me.
Your goal this year is not to accomplish anything.
Woo!
Yeah, that was one of Judy's, yeah. And Jonathan's.
Yeah, I thought that was mine too. Yeah.
But
hers
you
was
know
not
what
to have any goals, and hers was not to accomplish anything.
Yeah. Judy, another part I remember from the first weekend, or maybe second, was coming into your charismatic leader. That you always knew you were, but you needed to get Reese to acknowledge that. I remember that being a big theme for you at the beginning. No?
Well, I wouldn't have cared except for that he umbrellas everything under whatever that is. And, you know, in the beginning, it was all like, you know, call it, right? Call it Peter, for all I care. You know, I am what I am. But then it became so defining and constraining.
So, but you really push back. You're like, no. No. I thought that was a big deal.
How is that not a CL?
There you go. But I do notice more and more in the groups and whatnot that you are, you know, speaking your truth and, you know, being the charismatic leader that you are, just naturally. Do other people see that? I mean,
yeah.
You spend even more time with her than me. Are other people seeing that?
Yes.
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah,
I never figured out how she got profiled as anything other than a CL.
Wendy always carves through the crap right to the core of it.
So I accomplished my goal.
You did, and you're very relaxed.
Oh shit! You weren't supposed to do that. Oh no, that's just. Oh no, Judy. You
Judy
failed because you accomplished
anything.
It.
She didn't want to accomplish anything and she ended up accomplishing her goal.
Well, I wanted a low bar.
Oh, fuck.
wanted what?
A low bar. So
you didn't accomplish your goal because you accomplished your goal, so therefore you didn't.
Look at her.
You created a catch 22 situation.
Yes, you did.
Well, seriously, Judy. Judy.
What?
You look gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
Seriously.
I think it's
you
all that laughing.
You look so relaxed.
Like
you sent out a picture or a profile picture or something that had stars all in it. And I'm like, wow. Like, it's just, you feel if you're in your own skin, like that being called a KA or being mislabeled, I think that just peeled the whole skin off of you. Hmm. It's beautiful.
Or it could be being off of work for so long.
That too. Well played, Wendy.
I did kind of like the Reese talking about separating yourself from your work. That was this morning, right? I wasn't just dreaming.
No, that was.
How did you feel about that?
I think he's right about that. Like, I know, I always knew that I had at least some of my identity tied up in work, and because that's how I was raised, you know. And when I left the corporate world, that was really hard on my. It was really hard on my first chakra, actually, but I knew it was the right thing to do. I didn't know it was my first chakra at the time, but I knew it was the right thing to do, and that I had to get out of that environment and those, like, that, yeah, I just had to get out of that. But I had been brought up that that was what you did. You know, you worked for other people, and I just knew I couldn't do it anymore. So I'm happy when I'm not working for other people, and even I like to, you know, do some work, but I was happy not working this summer too, to tell you the truth.
Right. So, made you all glowy and stuff.
Well, I'm lucky. I'm in a position where, you know, we need the money, but we don't need the money, you know? So it was, it frees me up. So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I feel a little of the heaviness is lifted.
Yeah. Wow.
And are you liking exploring your new options with your coach?
Yeah, and she's really good at getting me to, like, think farther outside the box than I would go on my own. So, yeah, I am. It's very scary, and but, like, I could do anything I want. And that means, like, literally, I could do anything I want.
Holy shit.
I know, right?
Who is
talk
she?
About
what's
infinite
her name?
Possibility.
She what's mostly, her name?
Mara Sievers. She mostly works with Pilates instructors, but she's been really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to go next?
Allison.
Hey,
Allison.
Yeah.
Star six.
Hi.
There you are.
Let's see those guns. Woo!
I also don't remember my goal.
I think you were pretty much relationship.
And you weren't even there.
I don't have it in here because you came in like weekend three.
It was like eliminate husband.
Well, let me see. You don't have to do the goal either. You could do what do you want meditation?
Whatever you want to talk about.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, I was curious because I don't remember your goal.
All right, let me look.
Why are you getting
you weren't there that weekend.
Yeah.
What?
You're getting feedback just on your own for some reason. Judy muted herself.
Judy, if your volume's up, it's feeding back through her mic.
So I just muted the volume.
She's muted.
No, that good?
Yeah, try that.
This good?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep. Now good?
Yeah.
Because when she speaks, it comes through her speaker and then back through.
Yeah.
Oh, now yeah, I
we don't.
Can you unmute?
You got to think backwards.
Hell, you are so valuable.
I was muted.
This is hilarious. Maybe we should just sit next to each other again. But yeah, I would be curious because I just didn't remember the goal, but that makes sense if it was around relationship.
I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
Yeah. All right, so I think
yours isn't documented since it wasn't the first weekend, so. Mm-hmm. But I remember the phone calls that we had, and it was about relationship.
Yeah. So I think I'm doing what I need to do there. Definitely focused on the future and not on the mud puddle anymore. What else? The meditation was really hard for me, like first and second year, that what do you want meditation. And today, but it has changed. I think every year it is a different meditation. So I do like this more, as we're calling it, mature, you know, version. That was really nice. So that felt good, but nothing really jumped out at me. Just that it went smoothly. Trying to think what else.
Gift box?
What's that?
What did you get in your gift box?
I got a box full of like paper cutout shamrocks.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you
like
see?
Like four leaf clovers?
Yeah.
Can you see?
Yes. Is it from Ireland?
Yeah.
Cute. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, Ireland is my dream place. One of my escape plans was fly to Ireland and stay in like Airbnbs for 2 weeks stints in different regions. And it's actually more cost effective than getting an apartment locally. But then I realized that I couldn't get remedies to my clients. So that idea kind of died.
And the dog.
Yeah, and the dog.
And the dog.
So, I don't know. I don't really know what to make of the gift. I never really understood what it meant.
Anyone have any insights they want to share with Allison? What does the shamrock represent to you?
Luck.
Luck, yeah.
Luck of good fortune.
Was there any more to it? Like, who gave it to you or where you were?
A white unicorn brought it to me.
Nice.
And yeah. What was it? Like a daisy chain of shamrock?
Nope, it was just like a brown box. I mean, it wasn't like a cruddy box or anything, like a shipping box. It was just a pretty nondescript brown cardboard box, and it just was full of paper shamrocks.
Brought to you by a unicorn.
Maybe it was just about giving yourself permission to dream again. And to plan your future any way you want. Even like a little kid, doesn't matter.
That's beautiful, darling. How's that feel, Allison?
Great.
Sky's the limit. You can have anything you want.
Totally.
Yeah.
The only thing that came to mind for me, you know, with shamrocks, then I instantly thought of Lucky Charms, and not as the food, but as luck, like that you were being given some kind of lucky charms that are going to make your future better.
Yay.
Uh-oh.
Better and they're magically delicious.
Today.
Yeah, magically delicious.
They're magically delicious.
Maybe in the form of a contractor, a tanned, sweaty contractor.
That's hilarious.
I think I missed some of the meetings.
Plus, you're charming yourself. You're so sweet all the time and say such nice things all the time. So you are charming.
Thank you.
She is. That's it. She is the lucky charm.
Oh,
that's
that.
True.
By the way, my favorite cereal.
Lucky Charms?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
They're magically delicious.
I always wondered what those marshmallows were made out of.
Don't ruin things. At one,
see how your mind.
Way back in the day, they were made of sugar. God only knows what they're made of.
They're made of sugar and styrofoam.
Bless them well before you eat them.
Yeah.
Okay, Allison, does that feel good?
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Who hasn't gone? Jonathan, did you go?
I didn't.
Do you want to know your goal or?
My goal is to have no goals.
Oh, right. Okay. How'd that go?
Well, I'm talking over it with Geraldine. I think I accomplished it. So that's good.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But yours was okay to accomplish as long as you didn't have any.
Exactly. Because like I was saying before, I'm not pushing anymore for anything. I'm just taking every day as it is, which I think is maybe just a stepping stone, hopefully, to something better. But it was a necessary step to take. So
it'll be okay as long as it's a step towards my goal.
Well, no, I'm it's not a goal. I mean, if this is all there is, then that's what there is. I'm hoping that one day something else shows up, but I'm not striving for it or pushing for it, because all the striving and pushing in the world only brought me disappointment.
So, and misery.
So I'm still hoping that something more is out there that'll show up one day.
Do you mean relationship, work? What are you thinking of?
Anything that'll bring me actual joy and fulfillment.
So what do you feel now? So you're in this surrender time.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It feels fine. I go through the day and that's my day. And I'm not upset about it. I'm not saying it shouldn't be this way.
Yeah, I don't feel any resistance.
No.
Are you bored?
No, I'm not bored. Not bored.
But you're not full of joy.
I'm not full of joy. I'm not fulfilled.
Right.
And you talk about it like it's something external that's going to bring joy.
You gotta swallow the pearl, Jonathan.
And maybe it's just more time will go by and I'll find more joy. But I mean, in the end, it's always, you can't just sit in a sensory deprivation tank and be joyful all the time. I mean, something from the outside universe has to be acting upon you that you react in response to.
Do you ever have joy just well up from inside you?
Without anything happening? Not usually. Usually it's in response to something.
Well, that's why you
said I'm just walking from like the bedroom to the bathroom and all of a sudden I'm flooded with joy. So yeah.
That's why you're sitting where you are for a while.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
Well, that's why he's sitting where he is. He's in a balance point.
Yeah.
He's used to carrying a ton of charge in his nervous system. And it's become really addictive. And in order to get that level of charge, you have to have an outside influence to spark it.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you could learn to develop that charge within you, like Allison said, and access it anytime you want? So you weren't dependent on outside circumstances, relationships, criteria to create that experience for you.
But this I'm not relying on a relationship to bring it to me. I mean, I've learned that lesson. But I mean, at a certain point, with a CL in particular, doesn't a CL have to do something?
No, that's the part you haven't learned yet. And that's why... That's why you're in a weird place. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. You just have to just sit with it. Sit with it, because it's coming. But it's coming from inside.
Mm-hmm.
You just haven't, you've never felt this before, because you're always a doer. So you are always going out to seek that charge. And the charge is so addictive. It's so hard to be still. And it's like, is this all there is? Like, is this bad? Is it good? I don't know. I've never been there before, you know? So just give it a little time.
I think you asked me about it yesterday when I was talking about my neighbors moving and nothing changed.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of Deb, too. So Deb had to be still And then her guides began to speak with her more frequently. She heard them more, acted on it. And it's not just guides like talking, it's also her awareness of her energetic field. And but it's the quiet where she's finding that.
Mm-hmm. And your mom not constantly putting you in fight or flight. I mean, right. You live most of your life in fight or flight. That this state of your nervous system is so unfamiliar that it's probably a little terrifying in some ways, but it's like, I've done all the things to change it and I'm not any better off. So maybe I should just sit here for a while.
Yeah. And that's where I'm at. And that's exactly the conclusion I came to, is like, I've been pushing so hard for so long and it just hasn't worked. So yeah. I'll just accept where I am. I mean, it's not bad.
And you found a pretty freaking nice place to accept exactly. Where you are.
I mean, it's not bad.
Like, so,
yeah.
I think your guides should talk to my guides. I think I might be a tropical place to do this surrender thing.
That's right. I mean, and that's what I tell myself, like when I'm feeling like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And it's like, well, where I'm at isn't bad. So.
Location, location, location.
Yeah. How about if you made your goal to find joy in your life?
Well, I was thinking about that, and I was like, for next year, that'll be my next goal, is now that I've come to a place where I had no goals and I'm now at neutral inflection point, then maybe now I can set a goal to
Yeah, and don't put stipulations on it. Just right. Say, let the universe find a way to bring you joy.
Exactly, and that's what I'm hoping for, and that's where I'm at right now, where the universe finds a way to bring me joy, and that's what I keep telling myself. But I felt like if I set that goal a year ago, before I got to where I am now, then I would have been fighting for it the whole time.
Yep. Right. Mm-hmm. You needed this step in the process.
How you can allow it to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because it could be that
someone talking? Who's talking?
We have a disembodied Judy over here.
I can't hear you. It's just like, sounds like a ghost.
Am I not close enough? Oh, no, it reminded me of that bow of Wendy's where you can show me my good life, but you can't make me enjoy it.
And I think it starts really simple. I think it starts with like eating a cookie.
I'm doing that.
Just sitting with that cookie.
Mm-hmm.
And taking the tiniest, like, I'll have to take a video of John eating a chocolate chip cookie because he doesn't get them very often. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, he actually rolls his eyes. Like he has like three bites in and he just like has this look on his face that is just pure joy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's simple. I don't think it's big and complicated. I think it's something tiny.
Mm-hmm. And
you're going to have one of those, you know, moments where it just hits you and you'll feel like a crazy person.
Well, I have those little moments where, like, I have my, like, I get excited for my cookie at night or whatnot, or sitting down and watching TV or the shows. But I still have this ingrained feeling that I need to do something to be fulfilled.
Yeah, that's your inner critic. Just tell it to shut up.
All right.
Tell it to go fuck off with Bill's judge.
Yeah. Go come to hell with my judge.
Before we get you more cookies.
Jonathan, I think you should take the Superman pose in the morning and think about Goat Boy, but remember that GOAT stands for greatest of all time. You're the greatest of all time, boy. Be there with your...
Yay.
Before it was even a thing, you were...
I was the goat before it was a goat. So.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Deb, you're not sharing your inner gifts at all. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, too, I think I hear in everybody's sharing that what got us there was being able to set boundaries that were non-negotiable, whereas before we couldn't. Now we can. Mm. So we're saying, like in Deb's case, saying, I love my grandchildren and I want to be part of their life and I love having this relationship with them, but I want to do it differently because there are other things that I want to be able to have time for as well. And then that gives her permission to use all her gifts with the people in her life. And for you, it was to let go of your mom's demands. And some of it was forced because you're where you are and you're not traveling.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at where you got, just to have that little piece, and your anxiety is you know, has been alleviated, and you're feeling more grounded and present, you know? Yeah.
I don't think you should have put the world into a pandemic just to get away from your mother. I'm just saying, like, you manifest her.
Do you remember
seriously, that's beautiful, Geraldine.
Well, do you remember that weekend that Jonathan saw the storm coming?
Yes.
Yeah.
And how upset you were?
Mm-hmm.
You're on the other side of the storm now. It's not so bad.
Yeah. Mm.
So thanks for the pandemic.
Who knew the storm was
Whatever it takes.
So. Did everyone go? Bill, did you go?
Yeah, we all went.
Everyone went? Okay.
I have a question for Jonathan. How is your mom dealing with this COVID-imposed boundary?
She's doing fine. She still goes out for her walks with her mask on and whatnot. She goes, she gets her hair and nails done.
I mean in her dynamic with you.
Yeah. Oh, right, not being able to get to you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she still calls me like every day. I mean, I still run her business, so we talk all the time. Mm-hmm. But that's always has been my big hurdle. The lesson I need to learn is, how do I run the business, protect it from her, protect her from herself, and be successful without reacting and falling into that dynamic all the time where we're bouncing off each other. And I need to learn that, I mean, in order for the business to be successful, I need to learn that, even if she doesn't, which is what makes it hard. Because she reacts to everything in the moment through pure emotion and no cognitive processing. And so she has these very impulsive, very bad decisions that she's drawn towards all the time. And it's my job to make sure that doesn't happen, because the business has to work. And so I see it, and then she's in an emotional state. So I feel like I have to react with equal intensity to stop it. And I need to find another way.
I think you're doing the good work, but it's just interesting. I was just wondering, like, with you being less accessible,
mm-hmm.
less, available, you know, yeah. How you want to look at that. Like, obviously that's probably a shift that will help you.
Yeah, definitely.
You felt that already.
Mm-hmm. No, that's true.
So I hate to do this, but we need to move to the big group.
Oh,
that was lovely though. I really enjoyed that. Mm-hmm. I love how you help, you know each other so well that you are always able to say just the right thing. It's beautiful. All right. We'll see you in the big room. Oh, and then tomorrow morning, Sunday morning, 9:00, big room, Temple of Light.
Ooh, nice.
And then we go from there to year 3 for a while. And then we come to the grad room to have lunch with Reese.
I'll
text you guys periodically through the day so you know where you're supposed to be. But you start in the big room at 9 tomorrow morning.
Also, everyone check your email after tonight's crystal bowl meditation, because I'll send out a Zoom link for cocktails and dinner.
Yay!
Yeah.
Have fun.
And
all right, we'll see
you
in the next
try
one.
And make it. I'll try and make it for Reese tomorrow at lunch.
Good, I'll do it.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh!